Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hi, Niall. Myself and my wife have some time off at the end of August, and we decided we needed a holiday after the year that we've had. I immediately went online, got a great deal in Portugal for the whole family, including the three kids, for under €1,100 for a week. Flights, accommodations, transfers, in a lovely hotel close to the beach. Thankfully, I hadn't booked it, as my wife has other ideas and wanted a staycation in Ireland. She said, we always go away and she wants to take this opportunity to discover Ireland, and I couldn't agree with her more. I got back online to appease her, and oh my God, the prices. Some hotels were looking for €5,200 for the same week, and of course, that's just for the accommodation. The closest I could get was €2,200 for a hotel with a family room, but I'll be honest, not near the quality of the Portuguese one, and less facilities for the kids. And remember, that's not including the flights either, that's just for the accommodation. One hotel suggested I take two rooms and I could stay in one with one of our sons, and my wife could stay in the opposite end of the hotel with their two kids. How ridiculous is that? I said this to my wife, and after a night of arguments and scouring the internet looking for the cheapest in Ireland, she agreed we should just go to Portugal. I honestly thought Irish hotels would use the opportunity to encourage people to use them after the tough time they've had over the last year of lockdowns, but seemingly not, and I can go to Portugal for half the price. Don't get me wrong, I love Ireland and would happily holiday in Ireland, but the weather can be unpredictable and the hotels just seem to charge so much money. Maybe your listeners disagree, and I know that maybe the cost of staffing, etc. in Ireland is probably higher here, but sadly, it's going to kill the staycation industry. Cheers, Niall. Now, that's not the case, by the way, in every hotel. I know we got a price of $5,200, and I can probably get your prices higher than that if you really wanted it for a week in August. But in saying that, I looked online today. The average that I could see, well, there wasn't anything really for a week in August in one particular location. I won't say where it was, but it was in South. In one particular location, a popular county, and the lowest I could see was $2,200 for a week. Unless, of course, you wanted to go to a B&B or something like that. And, you know, I'm not talking about, but when you bring kids, you want some sort of facilities, you want a hotel, you know, you want, if you can get a pool, great, you know, because you might not be guaranteed the weather. So, let me see. I just want to say here, oh yeah, sorry. I've just mentioned as well that I'll come back to that in a second. It's just information for every young, but I'll give it to you in a second anyway. Sorry, I want to go first of all to Emma. I want to know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Have you booked a staycation? Did you get a good deal? Or are you going abroad? Will you be going abroad this year? And do you think it's cheaper? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Emma. Emma, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Emma?
I'm grand. How are you?
Good. Are you staycationing?
Absolutely not. I've been twice already. I went with the kids on the June bank holiday weekend, and then I went myself and the husband 3 weeks later. Absolutely not staycationing. I couldn't afford it, Niall.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Too expensive.
They're just in my ear here for a second, just in relation to Forever Young, because people are still texting in about it. Just to clarify, by the way, the festival is not cancelled. It's just postponed till next year for those who are panicking. Everybody's panicking. Why are people panicking today, Emma? Is this a panic day? It's not cancelled. It's just postponed till next year. Obviously, that particular date. All right, it's just cancelled. All right. So, sorry, Emma. So, getting back to the staycations, because I was completely distracted. I do apologise to you.
Okay.
It's terrible when you're sitting here and you have producers in your ear, see, telling you loads of things while you were talking to me. That was very difficult. Sorry, Emma.
No, I won't staycation now because it's too expensive. Like, I got a lot, like, this was last September. We got a week for the four of us, all inclusive.
Yeah.
And I think we paid something like $1,300.
Yeah.
So how could you justify paying the same for a week in a hotel in Ireland? It's probably only B&B. And then, of course, you have the weather, like, and...
In fairness to the hotels in Ireland, the weather is not their fault.
I'm not dissing the staycations. My sisters are currently on staycation at the minute. You know, I'm not dissing the staycation at all whatsoever. Mm. I would have no issue going to a hotel for a weekend or a two-night break during the week, kind of, with the kids and all that. But it's not the same value as what you get abroad.
I know somebody who's going to Lisbon, Portugal, tomorrow, and they got flights and accommodation in a nice hotel for the two of them for 475.
Ah, yeah, listen, you can't fault it. Like,
for a week.
Yeah, I'm looking at next year, Greece next year, for the four of us here, two adults, two kids.
Where does that leave Irish hotels? I mean, I'm not saying they're all very expensive, but some of them are.
No, and, you know, there are deals to be had, but you have to book in advance. And I think the problem was a lot of people waited to see. Some people booked before the rules were told it was okay. And, you know, they got some good deals and fair play to them. And some people obviously were maybe a bit afraid that they might lose money and such. So they waited until they announced, right, you're allowed to move around. And of course, then that's when the prices whoosh all the way up, you know. So where does it leave the industry? In fairness, now, like, I'm not going to blame COVID for this. It's always been extremely expensive to stay in a hotel in Ireland anyway.
Yeah. Do you think it's more expensive this year? Do you think?
Yes, it's more expensive this year, I think, because the hotels haven't had the year to spread out to get their money in, if you know what I mean. They're trying to pack it all into a smaller time through no fault of their own. Blame the government for that.
Irish staff, by the way, are more expensive than Portuguese staff or Spanish staff, probably.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, you know. I mean, maybe, like, if they're working a minimum wage, yeah, I don't know. But I think personally, Ireland has always been expensive to stay in. And that's just, there's no way around that. Mm-hmm. More expensive this year, yes. But I actually probably would have a heart attack of the thought of spending for a week in a hotel in Ireland. Heart attack.
I'm with you because of the weather. Well, in part of it, because the weather puts me off, because I like good weather. Some people like to rough it in the bad weather. They're fine with it. You know, a bit of rain doesn't bother them, but it bothers me. But I do believe Ireland is a beautiful place.
That's true. And, like, there's so many places to go and see. Listen, the weather, yes and no for me. Obviously, I love a bit of sun. But for me, I just, during the summer in Ireland to staycation, I'm going last. For this money, I could get 2 weeks away, never mind 1 week. But during the winter, I wouldn't mind going, like, you know, to see, I don't know, Giant's Causeway, Cliffs of Moher, you know, little things like that.
Yeah, the Giant's Causeway is beautiful, by the way. I was up there earlier.
I just kind of think that, like, you know, there's just more. I'm just a traveller. I'm a traveller. I like to go away. You know, my other half is Dutch. So, you know, I'm always over and back, over and back, over and back. Even in the height of COVID, when we weren't allowed to travel, we were over back, over back. So,
I mean, when I put in the price for two adults, two children into booking.com today, for a certain county in Ireland, I'm not going to say which one because it would be unfair on them, but it was between 2,200 and 5,200.
Like, will you stop? For 2,200, that
was the lowest price, by the way.
That's €900 more than we spent last year for two and two to go away for the week. I think we were in Cyprus last year. I can't remember. All inclusive. Like, why? How could people spend that?
And that's not including flights, obviously, as you rightly pointed out.
That's what I mean. Like, we had the flights and the hotels for that. It's madness.
Kind of Irish, sometimes they do price themselves out of the market. Now, I do understand it's more expensive to operate a hotel in Ireland than it is to operate a hotel in Spain and Portugal, probably, you know, because, as I said, staffing costs are higher. You know, maybe the rates and everything else are higher. Their expenses are higher. I get all that. But I suppose the bottom line is what people can afford.
If it wasn't for COVID, would they really be getting the people, like, in the volumes that they are now? I would think no.
So they would, because if it wasn't for COVID, they'd be getting in. They wouldn't be using domestic tourism. They would be getting, you know, international tourism, because they're not getting that at the moment. That's the problem.
Yeah, but would international tourists pay? And by way of that, I mean on
they do.
I don't know, Niall. On the block,
tourism is huge in this country. One of our biggest industries.
They're very travel savvy on the block, you know, rather than we are. And they've much more choice and much more availability. They're not going to pay huge, huge prices in European. Yeah, maybe the Americans, you know. You know, the Europeans, I don't feel, would pay huge prices.
I want to stay in Connemara, Mary.
Yeah.
Looks beautiful. Lots of sheep.
Those guys, you could triple the cost and probably still pay.
Yeah.
I just kind of think for the Europeans, they're very travel savvy. I don't think they'd be paying what we pay here now at the minute.
Okay, but by the way, are you're not cautious about going away or anything like that? Or?
Absolutely not.
Right, okay, have you got your vaccine or your cert?
I have my cert, only got it last week, but I travelled without my cert. It's actually safer now. I've been travelling for the last year and a half. It's safer than it ever has been. It's safer now.
Right, okay. And, well, so you just got a PCR test each time, yeah?
Yeah, I'm delighted that many people are travelling. The airport is quiet, the planes are only, like, half full. It's brilliant.
Oh, right, well, man, wouldn't the aviation industry agree with you there? But however, let me go to Robbie as well. Robbie, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Robbie?
Not bad, yourself.
I mean, it's a bit unfair. Ireland is a beautiful country, Robbie. I mean, there's some beautiful parts of the country that I've never even seen, and I've been living here 57 years. But unfortunately, a lot of people are saying, well, it's kind of cheaper to go to Spain or Portugal. In a lot of cases.
It is.
In a lot of cases, not all.
They're taking it too, let's be honest. Like, I mean, I disagree with that woman. Sorry, I didn't get her name, but
Emma.
You can get some very good deals for hotels for weekend breaks here in Ireland.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, if you look, I mean, I just went on booking.com. That's all I did today, yeah.
But this year now, they're taking a big one.
Why, do you think it's more expensive this year than before?
Oh, stop. Yeah. Absolutely astronomical. Some of the prices...
But is it fair to say, you know, Robbie, you know, they've been closed for whatever, 9 months now. And I suppose they're trying to make up the losses. You know, they have businesses to run. You know, I do get that.
But it's not our fault.
No, it's not your fault. Anyway.
Exactly. The people who are booking those things have been out of work in part for the best part of a year. I mean, how come Heather or myself, I'm going to Liverpool for 4 days in October, right? The October long weekend. And myself and my wife are going for £475, I think it is. There or thereabouts.
Yeah.
Four nights and flights. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's including the flights?
That's including the flights. So. Now, I normally go away. I've got three daughters. And we went to Italy there 2 years ago, and it was $2,250.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and that was for 7 days in Italy. And we were just staying outside of Venice. You know? And then
it's kind of hard to compete with that, isn't it?
It is. And then I'm going on to some Irish website, and some of them are actually owned by people outside of Ireland, because you're talking to somebody on an English number, and you're booking through an agent to get one of these Irish holiday cottages things, you know?
Yeah.
And they come back with a price, and you're kind of going, what?
Yeah, I only want it for a week, and I want to buy it.
you're looking at the thing, you're kind of going, oh man, look at that. This place, as in you said, Connemara, let's stick with Connemara, this cottage overlooking the...
Beautiful, yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful spot. And you kind of go, oh, 279. Oh, for a night.
For a night. You know,
and then you look and you go on to booking.com and you see, oh, hang on a minute. I can get flights to Portugal and I can rent a villa out for a week for €1,200.
Yeah,
I know, and I feel for the Irish hotel industry and the hospitality industry at the moment, because a lot of people are saying this, right? And a lot of people, we just can't ignore it. A lot of people are saying
they need to put the prices down.
But maybe they can't. This is the problem, Emma and Robbie. Maybe they just can't.
Why can't the place in Portugal do it?
Because, hang on, you have to take into consideration the costs of operating a business in Portugal versus the costs of operating a business in Dublin or in Cork or in Limerick or Galway. I mean,
the hotel, right, pre-COVID, let's go back, say last January, and then, January before COVID, so that's January 2020, the cost of the ESB and the heat and the staff in the hotel is the same cost as it is now, give or take a slight increase with the old electricity and stuff, but you get me, the cost of running that hotel has not increased hugely enough in the year to justify these prices.
And if anything, they probably save money on certain things as well, you know. But look, I mean, it's all about getting the bodies there. It's feet on the ground, you know.
The problem for the moment is they want your support. And the reason they want your support is because obviously they're still suffering because internal tourism into Ireland has greatly depleted. Now, hopefully when, you know, the Americans start coming back over en masse again and, you know, the Europeans start coming back over en masse, because we were the last country to allow people in. The other countries in the EU were way ahead of us when it came to letting people travel. So hopefully when they start travelling again the next few months, maybe those prices can come down again, supply and demand.
Well, like the thing is, Noel, they're not charging Bob and Bridie from Albuquerque those prices that they're charging right now. You know what I mean?
Bob and Bridie?
Yeah, let's just go.
Well, who's I mean, you could have come up with two American names. Bob and Bridie in Albuquerque.
Bob is the grey-haired fella with the khaki shorts and the camera on him. Kind of
head. Oh, yeah.
You know?
And what's Bridie like?
She's mad. She's good. She's good laugh. She is now.
She's a drink with her die.
You know, but, they come over here. They're not paying, £2,000 a week for a hotel. Not even anywhere close.
Well, they are. Why aren't they? Of course they are. They're paying the same as you.
Not necessarily, Niall. It's done on IP address sometimes, you know, and different IP addresses can...
Dictate the price.
Yeah.
I know. I don't believe they give different prices to different continents and nations.
Niall, I can tell you for a fact, the hotel that I stayed in this year, we paid $1,100, booked it on a Dutch website. Because my other half is Dutch, and the same hotel on the Irish website is 3,300. Exact same dates and everything.
So you're saying that be it. But if you're doing it through booking.com, surely that's international anyway, it wouldn't matter.
No, so, it's different IP address for different countries.
So you're telling me, based on the, your theory is that based on the IP address, they charge different prices?
Yeah, based on where you are. We booked it, he booked it in Holland for us. And we paid, I think it was $11.50 for the 1 week all-inclusive. A fancy schmanciest place I've ever been in my life. And the same place on booking.com here, when I'm looking at it on my phone in the house here in Swords, it was $3,300.
Oh, right.
Now, I looked at those websites as well, Noel, and it's a cottage. Well, we were looking at a cottage to do something during the summer, you know,
yeah.
This weekend. Coming
be
up
nice,
back,
yeah, right? Be lovely, yeah.
And some of the cottages are absolutely stunning. Now, they really are, in fairness, you know. But I remember looking about going back 4 or 5 years ago, and the price I remember was about £800 for a week. And I was still having a bit of a gripe about that because I'm an archaeologist at times, you know. But the price that was coming up on it this time was about $2,299.
For a week? For a week?
Yeah. Compared to $799, say, 4 or 5 years ago. You know,
so it is hard to justify. I get that. I look at, because as I mentioned on numerous occasions, I go to Florida on a regular basis, and I would never stay in a hotel. I always get a villa. It's actually more economical to stay in a villa,
it
particularly
is,
when you go with people.
Yeah.
And you'll get a villa there for 2 weeks for $2,200.
Yeah. Probably with
high to the summer. High to the summer.
Yeah, because we went to Lanzarote, Noel, about 3 years ago, two, 3 years ago, and my wife was looking at the apartments. I said, I don't want to be in apartments surrounded by people. Have a look at a villa. She's going to go on a villa. We actually got the villa for about £200 less for the week, for the villa. And your own private pool and your own private villa. And we got that for about £1,600 or something.
Brilliant.
You know,
Is it all making me very jealous now? I just want to go away. I don't care whether it's a staycation or whether you're going abroad. I just want to go away.
What's
going to
happen, Noel, is that these hotels who are charging these prices and these holiday homes as well who are charging these prices, it's going to come back and bite them in the arse because people are going to go next year. I'm not having that. I can go to Spain, Greece, Turkey, Portugal. I can go to wherever for half the price of what they were charging last year. They can go and, you know.
Okay, no, and I get you. And again, as I said, I did look for one particular county on booking.com. And the cheap, well, apart from B&B, by the way, the cheapest hotel I could find was $2,200 for a week for two adults and two children.
Couldn't pay it. Couldn't justify it.
No.
B&B only, like, not at all.
Where you can go to Lanzarote and still have spending money left out on $2,200, which I flight like a villa.
Yeah, and you could go all-inclusive and not have to bring a penny for food. No.
All right, okay. Loads of other people texting in, and I don't think that's really unfair. I think there are a lot of beautiful places in Ireland. Yes, you might pay a little bit more than you'd pay to go to Spain or Portugal, but what you get, what you pay for. Ireland is a beautiful country. Another person says that's a fantastic idea to give everyone. Oh, yeah, the vouchers. You're back to the vouchers again, sorry. Yeah, American tourists, European tourists, you're discriminating again. What about the world's refugees? Come on. Well, they can come from anywhere, tourists, if you want. I wasn't referring to refugees. They can come from anywhere in the world. I mean, it doesn't matter whether they're American or European or Asian or Australasian or whatever it happens to be. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Although if they're Australians, I don't think they're going to be coming here this year because they won't get back into Australia. Jeepers, it's mad over there. They won't even let people in. Well, the text in here, Niall, it's normal as citizens of a country to want to travel to other countries. And that's why normally in most countries in the world, less people want to travel to their own country than other countries. I do get what you're saying, yeah. But I mean, Ireland is a beautiful place. There's beautiful things to see. I mean, you've got those wonderful kind of tourist attractions like the Book of Kells, the Cliffs of Moher. Somebody mentioned the Giant's Causeway, which I was only at recently, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's stunning, actually, stunning. Kilmainham Jail, of course. You've got the Ring of Kerry, which is absolutely beautiful, stunning. And particularly if you get a good day, it's absolutely amazing. And I get that it is expensive. Paris Court, I've been there many times. It's beautiful, the gardens up there, Paris Court Gardens in Wicklow. What else have you got there? Let me just think of a few more here. Oh, yeah, the Rock of Cashel. If you haven't been to any of these places, so you need to get to them, okay? Kinsale in Cork, what a beautiful place. Absolutely amazing. Aisling, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Aisling, a lot of people are saying, and well, this started off in an email from a guy who's gone to Portugal with his two kids, or three kids, for £1,100. And he looked online, and, well, I looked online as well, just to verify, because I didn't believe what he said. And the best I could get in one county, particular county in Ireland, right, which is a popular county in Ireland for hotelling, and the best I could get was £2,200 for the same deal, and that's without flights. So it's hard to justify sometimes, isn't it?
I have to disagree. I suppose I was listening to you there. I was driving along in the car. I'm pulled over now, don't worry. But I was listening to Emma's points, and she was talking similarly to what you were saying yourself there about, you know, you could spend what you would spend on a break in Ireland for, you know, much less time and go abroad. And you could have, you know, people say, oh, I could have a week all inclusive in Spain or Cyprus or Malta or wherever you want to go. But I just suppose I just wanted to come on because I have a totally different viewpoint.
Okay.
I suppose you made the point there that, like, people, you know, maybe don't want to, in all countries across the world, don't want to visit their own, explore their own country. But
yeah.
I suppose in Ireland, you're talking about a completely different holiday. You can't, I personally think you can't compare a holiday in Spain or France, a week there, all inclusive, where you're, you know, you're using your hotel as a base, as a bed, and you're going out, you're going to the pool all day, you're going for your meal. It's very different.
Of course, it's a very different type of holiday.
Completely different.
Yeah.
There's a completely different standard of accommodation here in Ireland, which is widely recognised. And we are lucky to be recognised as such a fantastic tourist offering internationally. And people come here to spend money and they know that it's, I suppose, somewhat of a luxury destination. Well, I mean, the hotel offering in Ireland, you're talking about the service standard, spas. It's totally different. I think the two are completely different.
Do you think the standard of Irish hotels compares well to, say, you know, London? Does it compare well to Paris? I can tell you, it certainly does compare well to Paris because I've been to Paris and I didn't like it at all. The hotel was really bad standard and that was a 4-star hotel. But does it compare well to, say, Spain and Greece and Portugal and the other, you know, popular destinations? In general, do you believe Ireland is above those?
In terms of standard of accommodation and service, and absolutely 100%. I mean, you can't, even if you were to look, you know, you'll often think, and I know many of the comments that were made earlier today is looking about going on package deals to Portugal and that kind of thing. A 3-star hotel in the likes of a Spain or a Portugal, Malta, Cyprus, it's not comparable to a 3-star hotel in Ireland. The standard in Ireland is so much further, far and beyond than hotels in,
I mean,
in
I'm not going to disagree with you, but that hasn't always been my experience, Aisling. Now, don't get me wrong. When I'm going on holidays, my hotel room is just somewhere to sleep, to be honest with you, because I like to go out. I like to go wandering, experience, you know, and explore, etc., etc. And I love going out. So it's usually not the base, or should I say, it's not. It's just somewhere to put your head down. So I don't really care too much. But it's not always been my experience that Irish hotels are of a better standard. There are some, of course, that are fabulous hotels, but you pay through the nose for those ones. But generally speaking,
I think that's exactly the point. Then I wonder, you know, you obviously spoke earlier on about popping on to booking.com to stand over the fact that somebody, it will cost the same amount, whatever you said, 1,100 for, you know, the nights in X County. But was that a hotel that was...
Yeah, I was looking, you know, and I purposely did look, Aisling. Okay, I purposely did look at the standard. If I wanted a better standard of hotel, that 2,200, by the way, was the cheapest price. Well, there was one for 528, but that was a B&B, right? But if I wanted a hotel, because I'm bringing my kids and I want a few facilities, the cheapest I could see was 2,200. And incomparable to the one that I looked in Portugal, you know, the standard, comparably, I'd need to pay about $3,000 to get the same standard, because the 2,200 wouldn't have been the best standard in Ireland, if you know what I mean, for the week.
Okay, yeah.
So I, if I really wanted to in Ireland, I can go up to 4 and 5 star and pay, you know, $5,500 for the week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is a lot of money. I don't think most people are going to pay that. Unless it's been paid for by your company or something like that. So in saying that, I don't necessarily agree there's a much better standard. I think it depends on what you're looking for, doesn't it?
Well, I think, yeah, it does depend on what you're looking for. And I think maybe it's just not always fair to compare price. I think value is a big thing in this. And I think everybody's perception of value is different. And I don't think that it's fair in the current context of what's going on to put the Irish hospitality industry down.
I mean, no, I'm not. By the way, I'm certainly not putting them down. They've gone through a really tough time. And I understand, you know, it's cheaper to get staff in, you know, Spain and Portugal and these places. And the costs of running a hotel are a lot cheaper. And I did mention that a few times. So I do understand the dilemma that Irish hotels are in, because, you know, sometimes they're priced out of the market in that respect.
Yeah.
And of course, at the moment, they're relying on Irish tourists because they don't have that many European and international tourists, because we're still kind of, you know, I suppose, sorting all that out. It's getting better. It's getting better. And hopefully that'll come back for them soon. But I mean, they've missed a good part of the season already, haven't they?
They have. And I suppose that's why I felt it was important to bring in and share a different viewpoint. I think.
Do you work, by the way, I'm curious, Aisling, do you work in the industry? By the way, I'm not judging you or holding against you, but do you work in the industry?
I don't, but I know people who do. And I think it's important to share a different viewpoint on on the topic of value and holidays in Ireland and comparing them to European or European counterparts.
And by the way, just to point out as well, Ireland is a lot more beautiful than a lot of the countries around Europe. Can I just point that out too? So it is, I mean, if you get the weather, mind you, there isn't a caveat. If you get the weather, it can be absolutely beautiful. Although some people enjoy wandering around in the rain. It just isn't for me. Stay there.
That's it, Niall. And you talked about a lot of the fabulous and amazing attractions that we have, and you listed out some of them. And I think just sometimes when this topic is brought up, it's being compared to a sun holiday where you're lying on the beach, you're lying on
the beach. Oh, yeah, no, you can't compare a beach, you know, on some commercial holiday resort in Spain to, say, the Dingle Peninsula or the Wild Atlantic Way or something like that.
Exactly.
They're far more
exactly.
beautiful, and I completely agree with you. But stay there for a second, because Patrick, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Patrick?
Hi, Noel. Yeah, doing good. Yeah.
Okay, so Patrick, I mean, a lot of people texting today saying, well, I can go to Portugal cheaper, but, is it unfair to do comparison, as Aisling says?
Well, it is, and I should tell you where I'm coming from, because my background previous it was in hotel industry and that, like, you know, so as a chef. Like, so what I would say is, first of all, before you even open the door in a hotel in Ireland, it's actually far more expensive with your insurance costs, everything else, utilities and everything else.
Staff.
And all that, and your staffing costs and everything else. So you're not comparing like with like when you're... They're saying they can get
But the only problem, and the only my defense of that is that the punter doesn't care. All the punter cares about is how much is coming out of his bank account. He doesn't care how many staff you need, or he doesn't care how much your staff are costing or how much your insurance is. That's your problem in the industry to deal with. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But you see, no matter how the hotel try to square that circle or whatever way you want to look at it, he can't, because he's at a disadvantage from the start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no chance that any hotelier or restaurant can compete, because they can't get the food as cheap as they can get over in those places like Spain and them and all that. They can't get the utilities as cheap. So, like, no matter which way the customer looks at it, they have to be able to take into consideration that, like, you know, if they can't, well, then they're not comparing like with like.
But do you think the customer will take that into consideration? I don't think they do.
Well,
all the customer sees is a figure. When the customer goes online and he's saying, right, when I go to, you know, Ireland, or will I go to Portugal this year? Will I stay at home or will I go away? I've got two kids and I've got a wife. And he goes onto booking.com or whatever it is, he goes to book it. And all he's doing is looking at prices, and he's looking at how nice the hotel looks in the pictures. He doesn't care about how much the insurance costs, or how much the chef costs, or how much the staff costs, or how much the food costs, or what the VAT is like. Or all he cares about is, how much is it going to cost me?
Well, if he wanted to get that same price in Ireland or whatever, then he would have to have relations or people that he knows earning only the same wages as those people out in Spain or wherever.
Mm.
And then, you know, and then they'd be complaining then, because the hotel is a kit, because they don't pay their staff properly, then they'd be saying, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been in Spain many times, and I don't think I've ever been to a kip. I mean, most of them are okay. Most of them are nice. More than
sure
a five stars,
nice, like,
you know what I mean?
But, like, if you were to compare a three-star maybe with a three-star in Spain, or a four-star to a four-star in Spain, or a five-star to a five-star in Spain, like, and then you take...
I want to be fair to Ireland, and I am being fair to Ireland. I've mentioned some beautiful places in Ireland to visit. I've mentioned the reasons why Ireland can be more expensive too. But I think it's grossly unfair as well to say that a four-star in Ireland is, well, the word kip was used a minute ago referring to Spain, but I think four stars in Spain are also equally beautiful as well.
Oh, they probably are, because you have to meet a special
standard. Yeah, there's a standard.
But for me, like, I wouldn't go to Spain just to lie on the beach all day, like.
Well, that's your choice, but some people do. I wouldn't be my cup of tea either, by the way, but some people do. I like to travel around. I don't like lying on beaches
too
much.
I mean, I like to get a sense of the history of a country and all that, like, and
immerse yourself in the culture. Yeah.
In the culture and all that.
Yeah, yeah. But that's not for everybody. For a lot of families during the summer, particularly when you've got kids, young kids, you know, they want a hotel with a pool bar where they can get a burger for the kids, somewhere where it's just all, you know, captured into one kind of square acre where they can keep an eye on everybody, and it's easy and they just want to relax. A lot of people, that's all people want.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. And, like, obviously, we're never going to get the weather to match there anyway, with the exception of the last 2 weeks that we had, like.
Well, yeah, unfortunately. I got to take a break. Thank you, Aisling, and thank you to Patrick as well, defending, obviously, the Irish hotel industry as well. And you're right, it is a wonderful industry. So I've worked in the industry for so long, actually. I worked in the Irish hotel industry because I worked in nightclubs and hotels all over the country for 27 years. And they work hard to make sure everything is right. And generally speaking, they're of a good standard. There are a few kips over here as well, mind you. But they're of a good standard, generally speaking. But a lot of people are saying they can't justify the difference in price. Now, Patrick points out, of course, the cost of opening the door of a hotel or walking in the door of a hotel in this country is higher because of insurance costs, staffing costs, all those other things. But as I said, I don't think that's the punter's problem, because Joe or Josephine Punter doesn't care how much it costs to run your hotel. All they care about is how much you're going to charge me, how much is coming out of my bank account, and will I enjoy my stay, and is there something for me to do there? That's all they care about. Now, in Portugal, you can go out for a three-course meal for €2 and a bottle of wine for around €30. Compare that with here, says Joe and Kildare. I get that, Joe, yeah. It can be a little bit cheaper to go out abroad. And again, that's to do with costs. You know, their tax rates are lower, food costs are probably lower, staffing is lower. So it's cheaper to go out, you know, for dinner in some countries, not all countries, around Ireland. I mean, there's no doubt Ireland is not a cheap place. It's not, you know, it's not the most expensive place in the world, but it certainly isn't cheap. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. I want to know your experience. The number is 087-188-0008. Hello, I've been to a 4-star hotel in Ireland and it wasn't great. When you have kids, it's different. It's a different ball game. The cost is huge and you really can't justify it, says somebody by text here. All right, well, the text in here is that Niall M is being grossly unfair. It's clearly about standard and class. If you're a classy person, you will stay in Ireland on a staycation and pay the money. But if you're cheap, of course, you'll go abroad to Spain and Portugal. So what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say the people who go abroad to Spain or Portugal have no class? Would you stop, for God's sake? Bit of both, you know what I mean? Let's be a bit of balance here. Niall, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How are you doing, Niall?
How's your cotton, Niall?
How's things? Always good to talk to another Niall.
Oh, yes.
We're going to have a Niall club some night. We're all going to get together.
Oh, yeah, you should look up the meaning in Niall and see we're good people.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Niall, you had a staycation in Ireland.
I did, Niall. I was on your show there about a year and a half ago. I remember I was prepping for the big pandemic and all, but I'm still alive and kicking anyway.
Good, I'm glad to hear that.
And I still have all the noodles. I have more noodles than President Xi abroad in China, and that's the truth.
So
I went on a staycation, yeah, and we went down to County Kerry. It was beautiful down there. We were there during the beautiful weather, me two children and me girlfriend, we'll say.
Okay.
And, yeah, things were a bit more expensive, Niall, and we expected that because we stayed there before. I don't want to say that, but the prices were nearly double.
Double what they were the last time you went there?
You were, Niall, when we were there the last time.
Okay, now don't mention the name of the hotel now, right?
No, I wouldn't. And it's a beautiful place down there in Clowney, you know?
Okay.
In Kerry, we were down there. And anyway, I was down there again a couple of days, only last week. And no, we noticed, Niall, I said, I just let you know, Puerto Rican man-of-war jellyfish were in around the place.
Puerto Rican man-of-war jellyfish?
Yeah, I think that's the name, because when I was over in Norway years ago, it's a long story, I see him in the ocean and a Mexican handic told me, he said, they're called Puerto Rican man-of-war jellyfish.
There was something I heard on the news during the week about, you know, there was kind of jellyfish warnings in and around that area, all right. Now, they can sting.
Oh, no, this fella's stinging, no problem, boy. He's the size of a dinner plate, boy. He's no problem stinging you.
He's the size of a dinner plate.
The size of a dinner plate, my mother's life, Niall, and he all red little crinkly lines around him. This thing looks evil, like.
Right, so you didn't swim near him, I'm assuming.
Well, no, I didn't. I was mean, swimming all right, but I just stayed away from that thing, like, you know what I mean? Because they weren't all over the place, but you don't want to be glad of them. As I said, up to the size of a dinner plate he was, boy.
Well, I'm Googling him here. Portuguese.
Puerto Rican man of war, I think they're called, like, the Puerto Rican man of war.
All right, man of war jellyfish. All right, let me just have a look at this fella.
He's a handsome fella, Niall.
Oh, my God! He's got, like, things hanging from him.
Oh, man, about a meter long. I'm telling this fella to attack you.
Well, he would attack you.
Yeah,
and he has, like, lines, like, veins going through him.
Yeah, he's one. He's a handsome fella, like I said.
Yeah, now, there's a picture on Google here of some lad's foot who got stung, and his foot's all swollen.
now, because I said to my little daughter, I said, come back there, Bridgie. She's like, quick, that's a Puerto Rican man, it was. He only three, and I tell her to crack, but she knows to stay away from him now.
Right, okay, I'm sure she does. So, yeah. But getting back to the staycation, I'm glad you raised that issue, by the way, about the jellyfish. If people are listening, be warned, there are jellyfish in Ireland that can sting you, particularly the Portuguese man of war one he's talking about there. Not that I've ever heard of it before he mentioned it. But Niall, the staycation in general, you like staycationing in Ireland, do you?
I'm telling you, I've been all over Europe, right, down to the years, right? And Ireland, look, Ireland is beautiful, as we all know, when the sun is shining. Now, it can be a little bit costly, Niall, but I drive all over this country, and our most beautiful places, people need to go off the beaten track a little bit more often. As I said to my little children, will we get lost? And they said, come on, Dada. And we get find the most beautiful places around Ireland.
So you purposely want to get lost?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Last night, you're not adventuring. You're going down the same bean track. I have to get lost to find something new. Do you get me?
Yeah, no, I get you. It's a good idea. It's a way of looking at it, just being careful, obviously, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, of course, no. I drive very careful. I drive my two little children strapped in. I put the windows down and he drives about 30k down these lonesome old roads. Now I'd be on, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, look, it's been lovely talking to you, Niall. Cheers.
All right, man. All the best, Niall.
You have a great day. All right. See
you. God bless,
boy. All right, there you go. Here's Niall with his man of war jellyfish, saying that basically he wouldn't go anywhere else. He loves Ireland. He's been all over the world, but he loves Ireland. He says, you need to get lost, go off the beaten track, do nice things. And I couldn't agree with him more, by the way. There's some beautiful parts of the country that you'll discover completely by accident sometimes when you do get lost.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.